So I'll tell you like this. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Yud Gimel Ani Mamins that you have to believe in, and if you don't believe in it, it's a problem, it's apikarsis, is the coming of Mashiach. Ani Mam B'Yerushalayim V'Yisa Mashiach. So the Rambam is telling us, the Rambam who authored the 13 Ani Mamins, is telling us that it's not enough just to believe in Mashiach, you have to be await his arrival. Achakeloi B'Chol Yom Shiyavoi. And I'm being honest with you, when I was younger, around your age, it wasn't something I thought about very often. But as I get older, it's something that I think about a lot. I think when you're younger, a little younger than you guys, you know, are you awaiting his arrival every day? I don't know, when you're younger, you're sort of happy with life, and you're like, you know, I don't know, I have the shows that I like, I have the sports teams that I like, I have my life, I don't know if I want to disrupt it. You know, Mashiach comes, you know, well, what's it going to be like? I have to learn all day, and all these very silly, small questions. But as you get older and you realize, you know, Rabbi Nachman writes in Sichas Aran, he says, I've heard of Olam Haba, I believe in Olam Haba, but I don't believe in this Olam Haza. I don't believe in this, you know, glory world that you filled in. It's you know, we're learning Refuah Shleima, Mendy Eisenberg, who davened here, you know, Tzaras happens very quickly, and the only thing that'll solve everything is Mashiach's arrival. So as I get older, it's something that I think about a lot more, and again, it's not enough to just believe in him, it's a chakeloi. You have to wait for him. And the truth is, we say it every day in Shemoneh Esrei, even if all we have is waiting his arrival, that itself is a schooler for him to come. Even if we're not zeich, we don't have many mitzvahs, but just awaiting his arrival is also a schus. The Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say, oh, it's over, but it's really from the Chidah. We said, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe added that you should mefarsim this, but he said, keep my name out of it, because it might help. Because he said, people will just say, oh, the Rebbe's fakishef, he's very interested in Mashiach, so he's got negiyah. So he said, take my name out of it, just quote it from the Chidah. We say, Esemach David Abdecha Meheris Hatzmiach. We're asking for Mashiach to come. Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayoim, because we wait for him every day. So what says the Chidah, what are you adding by that? He says, Esemach David Abdecha Meheris Hatzmiach, we're asking for Mashiach to come. We don't have any zchusim. We haven't done anything to deserve him. Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayoim, we're waiting his arrival. That's all we have, but that's enough. I saw recently, the Chavetz Chaim writes this over in his Chavetz Chaim Ola Torah. He brings down that it was a Maisa. The Chavetz Chaim was also talking about Mashiach a lot. He wanted people to daven from Mashiach, to be bring his awareness. He said over that the Beis Halevi, when the Beis Halevi was approached to be the Rav of Brisk, he didn't want to take the position. They sent a delegation asking him to be the Rav, and he said, no, thank you. And it turns out, he became the Rav, by the way, it turns out they didn't pay him, it was a lot of tzaras. But he didn't want to, he had no interest in taking that position. So they come back to the Brisk, and they said, you know, he said no. So one of the Rabbonim there said, go send him again. And when he says no, tell him there are 30,000 Jews waiting for him. See what he says. So they go back, and they say to the Beis Halevi, would you like to be the Rav of Brisk? And he says, no, I'm good, thank you. And they said, there are 30,000 Jews waiting for you to come. So he said, I'm coming. So they said, why? He said, I can't have 30,000 Jews waiting for me. I got to come. So the Chavetz Chaim used to say, if Mashiach knows that there's millions of Jews waiting for him, he'll come. No one will keep that many people waiting. So it's something that you have to believe, and you have to believe every day. The question is, though, what gives you the strength to keep believing? It's been a while. It's been over 1,970 years. What gives us the belief to every day? So I had the following thought. I think my brother, actually, I saw this in Rav Kluger. I asked my brother if he saw it. He also saw it in Rav Kluger. He sends out the Thank You Hashem Chevra. I don't know who they are. But they send out like an Instagram post, whatever, of his Torah once a week. And he said this over. And it's just, it's a very, if you know who Rav Kluger is, it's a very classic Rav Kluger approach. In this expression, you know, it's Chaye Sara. It's the life of Sari Menu. I'm just going to tell you her life for a moment. It'll take 1 minute. And there's something pretty shocking about it. Sari Menu got married at the age of 15, right? The Medrash says that Avram was 25, she was 15. And like any young woman that gets married, she had expectations and hopes to have children. Comes, as the years go on, nothing doing, and I'm sure she had a lot of, you know, skulas, and she had a lot of brachas, and all the people who, you know, were trying to give her etzes and all these things. But as time went on, she sort of accepted, you know, she was married for 50 years, no, nothing. She sort of accepted that this is just, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen with me. You saw this, by the way, with Lubavitcher Rebbe. He also, in the beginning of his marriage, he got a lot of brachas. And then as time goes on, you sort of accept the situation. It's just not, by the way, also, sorry, Manu, she was born without the ability to have children. But okay, 50 years, she's accepted it. She has a munah, she's accepted whatever, it's meant for the best. At the age of 65, Hashem reveals himself to Avram and says, don't worry, you're going to have kids. You're going to have kids. Kil goy gadol asimenu, you're going to be a great nation. Now, he probably comes home and tells us that she begins to get excited, right? She's going to have kids after all this. If you notice, though, when Hashem said that to Avram Avinu, he never mentioned Sarah. He said, you're going to have kids. She's never in the prophecy. So I'm sure part of her is like questioning, am I going to be the mother? But then she probably thought to herself, like, who else? You know, but again, so she starts to get her hopes up, and Avram Avinu and her go to Israel. And by the way, he didn't have kids for 10 years. 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, nothing. Which also goes to show you that a lot of times you get brachas, and like nothing happens overnight. 10 years she's in Eretz Yisrael, nothing, and she realizes maybe I'm not going to be the one involved. So you know what she does? She does a very, very painful thing. She gives Avram Avinu up to Hagar. And what happens? The first night that Hagar and Avram live together, she becomes pregnant. The first night. And she realizes after 75 years of marriage that I think it was me that was the problem. And she starts to get depressed again. And by the way, Hagar, you should know, the Medrash goes around there. Hagar was not so nice about it. Hagar was going around telling everybody, you know, sorry, man, it's not the biggest tzaddikus in the world. I lived with Avram once and I'm already pregnant. So she realized that that prophecy that was said that you're going to be a great nation was about Yishmael, and I'm not involved. Comes 13 years later, 12 years later, angels come and say to Sarah Imenu, you're going to have a kid. And her hopes are up again, and she doesn't believe it, v'chul, eventually she has a child. 25 years after Avram Avinu has the prophetic vision that you're going to have a nation, which again, for 25 years she wasn't sure if it was about her, 25 years later she has a kid. That means that for 75 years, she was mamish, hopes up, hopes dash, hopes up, hopes dash. Why didn't Hashem tell Sarah, you're going to be the one who's going to have kids with Avram? Avram Avinu for 25 years is comfortable because he hears that he's going to have children. Sarah's name is out of it. So just a simple thing. Why? Just throw in her name. Give her a bone. Just throw in something. So the answer is very simple. I'll wrap up with this. There's a concept called Maisa of a similar bonum, which we're familiar with. But when you're in yeshiva, the rabbeim translate it wrong. They tell you, Maisa v'simla bana means, what they went through, you'll go through. That's incorrect. The Nefesh Chaim says, the deeper explanation is, what they went through gives you the strength to go through things. Because Avram Avinu jumped into the furnace, he forever made it that the DNA of the Jewish people is strong enough to give up your life for Hashem. And that's why you've had historically Jews who are not observant, who are not religious, give up their life and walk into the gas chamber screaming Ani Mamon is because Avram Avinu went through it. Everything they went through gave us the strength to go through similar things. So says Rav Kluger, very simply put, Sarah Imenu had to go ups and downs of life and to wait and to wait and to wait. And for 25 years, Avram Avinu is comfortable, but she's not. Hopes up, hopes dash, hopes up, hopes dash. In order to give us the strength to wait. Very simply put, Sarah Imenu gives us the strength to wait. For the ability to go, again, to have your hopes up. Maybe it's today, maybe not. Maybe it's today, maybe it's not. And Sarah Imenu gives us the strength to wait. The word Hamtin, which is Hebrew for wait, is also Matana. We have the ability to wait. And just like Sarah Imenu waited, and at the end, she got Yitzchak. And what happens after the tzar is over? You don't remember it anymore. Hayinu kecholmen. So too, Klal Yisrael is able to wait. We have to wait for Mashiach, and we have the ability to wait every single day. And tomorrow we're going to wait, and the next day we're going to wait, because Sarah Imenu gives us the strength to wait. That's the key. You have to tap into that strength. And Bez Hashem, just like she had Yitzchak, Mashiach is going to come, and all the tzaros will be washed away. We won't even remember the tzaros. It will be like we're dreaming. The main point is just to bring it to your awareness. To wait every single day, and your hopes might get up, and you'll have the strength to go on the next day. For your personal tzaris and all the tzaris of Klai, so the ability to wait, we got that from Sarah Imenu. Bez Hashem, we shouldn't wait anymore, but we should have the strength to keep going, and Bez Hashem, just like Sarah Imenu had Yitzchak, so to Klai Yisrael for her Mashiach, and all the tzaris shall end. Shkach. No, that's about 10 minutes.
Stein, did it,